Councilman and resident Kent Jones now has his next-door neighbors back. The March tornado destroyed their home, and just this week they moved back in. What he doesn't have is the big trees in the lot between their homes. However, a thoughtful planting effort is underway in the village.
Planting new trees takes a lot of planting because you don't want to line the street with all the same type of trees, because if one gets a disease, it's going to propagate onto all the other trees too. So there has to be a thought, and there are meetings almost every week on the Replant Moscow Committee.
On the committee is a Cincinnati Zoo horticulturist and a University of Cincinnati professor who are mapping the old and new trees with GPS. Without trees, Jones can hear sounds he doesn't want to hear, like trains on the Kentucky side of the Ohio River.
This looks so much different than when I was here six months ago.
And what really saved us was the volunteers, both from groups and from municipalities who came from as far away as Fairfield and Tip City.
After the daily media attention disappeared, Jones says life went on.
People were waiting for their insurance adjusters, and then you hire a contractor and you rebuild, and the people who couldn't come back were looking for other places. And so people have made their decisions. Right now, there's a happiness because people are finally moving back into town.
Minus the 8 or 9 families who Jones says couldn't come back. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.